So the Mishabura says the case was that they started Beheter, and it wasn't just Shtia because that was going to be that wouldn't be Kaveya Heter afterwards. But they had a Suda. So and now they say Boba Navdil. So do we say that's since by saying so that acts as they're indicating that they want to be mafsik to Suda, so they can't drink anymore. So some say that this the same like we have like Baruch Nevorech, which we had a machlokes before, by benching makes it you need a new bracha before you continue. So over here it would be the same thing, or possibly not. So that's the machlokes. Let's see the Shabura. So Mishabura says the case was Hainu Basech Achilas, and we're talking about there was a meal. And it was a case that they started being Bajoyim, which allows them to continue into the evening. Since they don't need to stop for Havdalah, even though it's fully dark, so therefore the fact that they decided they want to do Havdalah is a decision on their part, but it doesn't generate any dinim. They're allowed to continue to eat and drink. So we should argue, well, once they said they said they're going to do Havdalah, so they're not allowed to drink anymore. Similarly, there's a Hetzach Adas, and they need a bracha when they drink. But that's not true. They're allowed to drink. Okay. So in the case of they were drinking, which they're mechuyev to stop, over here clearly they recognize that the iser, and they're declaring it, so that acts as a hesach adas. If they would want to drink, which is not allowed to do, but if they would do so, they would have to make a new bracha. So the first sheet says there's no need for a new bracha. Yesh mishachal b'davar. Tzir le'kim adamar b'av n'avdol. Tzricham l'achsel b'arach. Mikir g'deir k'maisa. So, fine. Let's take a look at the Shara Tzion over here.
What? They don't have to make another bracha?
The Iker is that they do not need a new bracha.
They've been drinking and they said that we're going to have that.
Correct. Okay. So Mishabura in Sivkat Nir Gimel says the case was the case where they're allowed to continue to meeker than they're allowed to eat and drink. Kimash Mitazak and Kosta Vagraz, the Lukamas of Shekel, who pushed. That has to be the case. The Elo Hoyer was trying to shoot without calling it Amir. If the case was that this Amir would generate an Isser, so we had this idea before. If once they had a suda going from Friday night into Shabbos, which once they say Boyim in the Kaddish, they're required to make Kiddush, and they can't eat or drink before Kiddush. So during that time span, if they would choose to eat or drink, which they shouldn't do, but if they would, they need a new bracha. There's a Hasek Adas, because they can't eat and drink anymore. Okay, now, but the Mishabura said in a case where they're being Oisik and Shtia, and they said, Boyam and Avdil, so then they're Messiah Das, and they need a new bracha. So, Mishabura said, the Shartzian and Yudalad says, one second, if the case was that they were Oisik and Shtia, which they are also to continue, so forget about Boyam and Avdil, just the Isra itself should generate a din of Hezek Adas. And Mela, if they choose to continue to drink against the halacha, they need a new bracha. Birchas in the head. The Shabbos says, "Up the shart seeing no." Avim loy amr boy benavdol. Hoyesim olvad ein oisa hefsek behesachadas. just the fact that they're not allowed to eat or drink alone, but if they have not declared that they're going to now do what they're supposed to do, that doesn't act as a hesek hadas alone. Okay. Sweet, go out and eat. But I'm not here, okay? Kishamasak lahavdol siv kimmel. In this scenario, in Israel the work, Rapier Golfin, Al Kershal of Dollar, Vishar Mishitzorich. Okay? So do they need. This is the case, they didn't say Barab and Avdil, so you don't have this machlokes between the two sitas in Sif Bays. It's the middle of the meal, and they decide to make Abdullah. So, the Mishnah Berurah is Sif Tess, Sif Katan Tess. Because the Mavsak Lahavdil, Hanosh, Afili, Mahoya Kavua, Mitchila, Lashtiya Lavad, Mahoya Lahavsik. So, if they're in the middle of the meal, so mamas, they're allowed to drink. So there's why would they need a break off? And they're allowed to drink wine right now. But what about the case where they were only kavua for shtia, which the lach is a mechivti mafsik? So we just said that it's not considered hesek hadas just based on the isra alone. They didn't say boil benavdil. Filachy ain't on tzarich levarach out the break off. Shenifta bebirchus break off and shebirach al shtia rishona. So that's even in a case where they were just kavua for shtiyah. But kalbal karmer, being terech larmer, obviously, in koi bamsa su achilosai, she had a tzorach min adin lahafsik, let's out to lahavda layayin, he's not mechiv din mafsik, and they want to make abdolla. She had a tzorach lavorach Allah, bre priagofen, in karbera, bre priagofen, al layayin, she besech asuda, or shlifnes, they made a bre priagofen earlier, they don't need to do bre priagofen now. Chedi mavdala shecher besech asuda, if they make abdolla on beer, and so the Baruch Shehakol, if you bear Shehakol b'tchila, she brings a moiti, but teres is it. Or they said a moiti, so the moiti covers the Shehakol for the beer. So there are a lot of drinks, so there's no need to make a bracha of Brei Pei Gofen on the Havdol. So that's the part of the Pasha of the Shita. So what's the second Shita? Yeshar Mishit Tzarek. The Sirei Lehu. The Keshel Abdullah, who in Yom Yithnei Atzma, Yvein HaShayach LeSuda. It's not nifter with the brachas of the Suda, because it's not part of the meal. So, it's an Inyam, that, so this Shtiyah is not part of the meal, it needs its own bracha. Vikr Kadei HaRishana, that's not true. Kabach Mitzayim L'Zal L'Chadchila Shaloi L'Havda B'Suda Loi Al HaShecher B'Al Yayin Im Karber B'Tchila Al Yayin. But it's best to avoid the situation. So either not to make on beer, which is a suffix, whether you make a bracha or not, or wine, and you already said a break off on earlier, now you have a suffix. If you make it on wine, you hadn't made a bracha before, you need a break off on for sure, because you need a break off on in the middle of a meal for wine. But but if the case was that they have to stop, for example, they're only doing shtia before, they can't continue the shtia without havdala, you don't make a ripping gof. Because the ikar psak is not so.
Why is that the psak? Doesn't the svar for the second one seem very strong? This is coming not for the suda, it's coming for the havdala.
I don't feel knowledgeable enough in the sugya of Hilchos Suda to tell you when you have that halacha that you would need another bracha on something which is Emsa Suda. I'm not familiar with any similar case that you say just because it's not part of the meal. The only case you have it is by the case. A birchas amazon, because that's after the suda.
Same like dessert, isn't it? Dessert, and even there it's part of the suda, but it's not nachmas suda. This is really for a different reason entirely.
I understand, but I'm saying, you know, it's a little more complicated because over there, the mashal, the shaila is the okay. Let's leaving out Shekhar for a second. the lomdus of the reason why you make a bracha on dessert is because basically everything in the meal is a tuffel to the hamotzi, so the bracha hamotzi is motzi it. The dessert, since it's not tuffel to the motzi, because it's not part of the meal, so the bracha hamotzi is not motzi it. But if I make it before the meal, and I come down to the meal and say, well, this apple, well, the apples earlier, like you made a Bepri Eitz already. I made a Bepri Goffin already. Mm-hmm. So like, what does it do with being Shaykh and not Shaykh? I made a Bepri Goffin already. Right. So by Shaykh, it's a little more complicated, because the Shaykh, that argument is a little bit stronger, because the Shaykh is, the Shti is part of the meal. The Shti is not part of the meal. I hear that. But in the din of the Bepri Goffin case, that should be irrelevant. Where else do you find that you made a bracha, and then you have another of the same, and it's a bit like dollar crisis, you know. So, but over there, because each one has its own separate mitzvah. It's something along those lines.
Separate mitzvah, though, right?
Right. Saying so, it's more along those lines than it is along this the lines of dessert.
Okay. You're saying the Shaykhur is part of the meal, or Shaykhur is
the Mishnah gave two cases. He gave a case of the person is making a havdalah on wine, and he already said a Bepri Goffin earlier in the meal. And he gave a case of a person making havdalah on beer, and he said hamotzi. So the beer is included in the hamotzi. So over there, I think the argument Zev is saying is much stronger. The reason why you don't make a bracha on drinking during the meal, because the drinking is there as part of the meal. So it's tofel to the hamotzi. This shtiyah, which is not part of the hamotzi, it's totally separate than kol havdalah, is not tofel to the hamotzi, not the hamotzi. So she needs some shahakol. That's a good argument. But in the case where you made a Bepri Goffin already, and now you're having another cup of wine, so like, why should the Bepri Goffin work for the second cup of wine?
Why should it work?
Why should it not work for the second cup of wine? The wine of Havdalah. Okay. Think about the Bir Alocha back on the previous page. So, when he's Mavzik Lahavli, he doesn't need a Bepri Goffin. Hanuk Kishloi Omer Ba'avanavdil. We're talking about a case, it was a meal, and he said it to say Abdullah. He didn't say Ba'avanavdil. If he said Ba'avanavdil, so that gets more complicated. Mr. Burr discusses what's the luck in that case over there. Fine. Then he said, Ein Tzarich Levarech Bepri Goffin. You don't need to make a new mitzvah when you go back afterwards. Because he's not mechuyev to interrupt over here the havdil. So the havdil which he makes, it doesn't act as a hesek hadas on the meal. There's no need for a new mitzvah. Fine.
Well, he didn't have to make a dollar right
now. There's a case where he started the Suda Beheter. So he's allowed to continue the meal, even into the Lila. So he doesn't have to interrupt the Sevdolah. So it's his choice. He chose to do so. Okay, Sif Dalad. Kishoya Oikolo Bukoshko. Shemarosh Enot Tzorach Lahavsik. Okay, he was eating. It got dark. He's not Mokhiv to interrupt, and he didn't interrupt. So Garmish Sudasai. If he only has one kais, he uses that kais for brichas amazon and then for avdol. If he has two kaises, so he uses one for benching and one he's uses the other one for avdol. Okay. So the mishmar yadal from mavorach, hanal mandamer brichas amazon tuna kais, but vayntim kufay beis sefalov. Assuming that there's a din of you have to have a kais, so you make a bracha, you bench on a kais. So mevorach al a kais, but Mishabur said, "Ben atayma ad achav dalek kidei shlo yifkemenu." This case was that he only had one kais, so he doesn't say Bepri Goffin and drink it, because then it'll be a kais pogum. So. He would say Bepri Goffin, he would bench, say Bepri Goffin, and then he would say Havdalah. And then he would drink it. Fine. If you have two different choices, so then you don't use one for both. Reisha Dein Lakim Echad Shani. If he only has one cup, he has only one cup. But if he has a choice of two cups, he has two, more wine available. You cannot use the same cup for two different things. It's along the line, along the lines of the logic of Ein Oisin Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. You don't try and lump things together. Okay, so Mecharba said, so what do you do in that situation? You make a bracha of you bench on the kais, and then you use the other kais through havdalah. So the Mecharba shita is that you mevarach brachas of mazon. What the lishas me a kais afshu kaidem havdalah. The kais of brachas of mazon shayak lasuda. So right now we're going to assume that you're allowed to drink you bench on the kais. You say bring pre kafan and you drink it because like any time you bench on the kais. You say prayer when you drink it. You can't drink before Havdalah. We said, but during the meal you could drink. This is, goes back to the meal. It's only a person always benches on a kais. So he's min makabel that shita that you're makuyim to. So then it's part of the meal. Of the misha mevarch lefamim beloy kais. Fisher somach al a person the cereal who the ain berachas a buzz in tuner kais. Sometimes he's the benches without a kais means he's assuming like the other, he's been lying to see that there's no chi of kais. Then he can't drink over here.
But he still used two kosos, or he just used one kos then?
The minig ha'olam is to use one kos.
Yeah.
Which. I'm not sure why. I'm not sure why that's true. Unless you say that by that, I mean we have two swords. We have one swore which is you can't do two kedushas in one kais. You also have a Sora which the Mora says that once you use it for one mitzvah, you should use it for another mitzvah, which are austere with each other. Mm-hmm. Right? So usually the point is, if it's Mabasachas, we say you can't do Mrs. Chavilas Chavilas. If it's not Mabasachas, so then you you say, I use it for a mitzvah before, and that mitzvah is done, now I'll use it for this. So maybe they argue that's a scenario, but like over here you're setting it up, like a chila like that, it's difficult. I'm not sure why that's true. Because the chayyadim is that dafkim who kvar vadei chasheicha, who sava chasheicha near the yochel lishas mekasha berchus. It wasn't after Mishnah Nizer told me the baruch halakos. So he says, "Kolzman at sava chasheicha, you really could bench and drink the kos." Okay. The one exception to this is Shav Brachas, since Shav Brachas is part of the Chiyuv of the Suda, so then we say it's Shayach to the Suda, so then everybody would agree that you drink it. But Ramosha says that only the Chassan Kala should drink. The argument being that that kais is the kais of Shebrach, which is Vare, that did in the Suda. And that chiyuv is mitzvah the Chassan Kala. In regards to the Mavorech, it's like regular Berachas Mazon, which, interesting question. So the Chara Pasha is the Chassan. The chassan should say the break off, and some say the chassan should bench. You should give benching to the chassan, so he'll be able to say the break off and without a shayla. I think the minhag of them is to do it, and then the mevorach also drinks. Yeah. Take a look at the Bir Halacha over here. Mavar Perchas Mazan Aloecha. So the case you have two cases, so you bench on one, and the Mishnah Chaver says you drink it, Mishnah Sayu, Kamashik Sad Mishnah Brew, and Mispal Yudam Marav, then you Madalach, or you say Abdul later on. Al Rashi Shein Lel Kais Echod, Ben Yochadish Shemino Arachar Abdullah. So you bench on the Kais, you only have one Kais. So the case is you're going to bench on the Kais, you always mark on benching on the Kais. So you need to drink for the Kais. But you need to have the Ola. So what should you do? So Masha Mibach or Zeruah, the Yavdul Miyad Karim Avdola, Hatvila. So in that situation, you would bench, say Rapier Gofen, say Havdola, and then drink the Kais. And then the Marv. That's what the Taz argues. But the Minigarlem is not like that, and because it's still called you make a bracha on the kais of Birchas Hamazon. You benched on it, and you darmar, but you went back and you said the Birchas Hamazon on that kais. We may start, but though you shouldn't interrupt with anything else. You should like pretty much right away go back to the kais. You know, guy has a 40-minute shmooze or something. He goes back to the kais afterwards to say Abdullah is not right. Hey, tova okol kadam shayat hidlo yochol to have the hakach. We don't say the fact that he ate, even though he's also to eat beforehand, doesn't take away his ability to say Abdullah. Tova okol. Mishabura Tetzvav, who didn't im hazed ba'ochel. So the first case was he made a mistake. He forgot that it's also whatever. Even if he gave it, he knew knowingly after Rabbi Meizim, come welcome, sir, lahablach lekach balayla. He doesn't lose the din of Avdola. Other Rechim also knockout, then that's not the average case. A person would do that. Kema shekhoz rechakab asim zayin, shachab lehivdol, who adin behazed ba'ochel. So both those cases would be the reason why he's doing it is not relevant. The fact that he did it.
Was there only half a meter not this way?
There's a Madam in the Gemara that says that you lose your mitzvah hadolah once you eat.
Ta'am avdil and ta'am enoma.
Right.
Gemara psach.
Yeah, right.
We learned and.
So, right. Vav, Shochach will hit the Matzi Shabbos. And like Mr. Ritter pointed out, this law Dr. Shochach, I mean, he intentionally didn't, he wasn't Ma'abdul Matzi Shabbos. So, how long does it get? So, Ma'abdul Atzoif Yoim Shlishi. So, the first sheet the Shochan Aruch brings is you get up to the end of Yoim Shlishi. Yeshoimrim. He brings from the Rif the Einu Mavda Ella Kol Yomishin Bilo Yoser. He gets the rest of that day. So he didn't say Matzi Shabbos. So he'll say the following day until nightfall. Now, Badafka, what you do say one day or 3 days later is Brei Pregolfin Mavda Ben Kadosh Chol. Nair is a din of Matzi Shabbos, because that's when the or was created, the fire was created. So zecher to that, we make a bruch on the nair. It's only relevant Matzi Shabbos, and b'samim is to revive the nefesh because the neshama Yisera has left, which again is only relevant Matzi Shabbos. Now v'yesh misha omer. There's someone who add the following arguments. The hod the kaimalon toam mavdil, that which you pass, and even though the person ate, he still says havdala. Hanimili hecha the hivdol b'leil Matzi Shabbos. That's referring to havdala Matzi Shabbos. So the person, even though he ate, he should still say havdala during that the nightfall, the nighttime. Avimloi hivdol b'leil. So some say, but if he didn't do that, and he ate already. So eating already, we have another thing more. Says, Tom, you're not mavdil anymore. Once you eat, you're not mavdil. And now it's not Matzi Shabbos anymore, which is the Iker's Zman of Havdala. So that which we extend the Havdala for a person who was Tom already, that's not true. Kimish Tom, Shu Enu Mavdil. So the Ramah Vikar Kesar Rishana, however, that's not true. Even in that scenario, when it's not Motzei Shabbos, and the person was at ready ate, he could still be Maftel. The person is fasting 3 days and three nights studying from Motzei Shabbos. He should hear Abdul from somebody else. So we had before that a person can say Abdullah mi bayoyim. So it's not this montanus yet, because he's fasting the three nights and the 3 days, but it's not nighttime yet. So you'd say Abdullah on Shabbos mi bayoyim, and then later on he'll be a couple of times.
What? 3 nights and 3 days.
He's fasting three nights and 3 days. I don't know why he's doing it. Okay. Zatim Mishabura. Mavdil Tetzain. So you have till the end of the third day. Because we say that the first 3 days of the week are connected to the previous Shabbos. The next set of 3 days, which are more introductions to the upcoming Shabbos. Everybody agrees that even if you hold you have 3 days, if you can make a person couldn't say what's a Shabbos, he should say it right away on Yom Rishon. This is the mitzvahs. He's not allowed to eat. He shouldn't be eating until he does Abdullah. Because assuming he has Abdullah available. If he doesn't have Abdullah available, he said before he could eat. I'm not sure who that is. This halach of Tashlumin applies to Shabbos. The days of the week connect back to Shabbos. But by Motzei Yom Tov, the days of the week are not connected to the Yom Tov at all. So there's no Tashlumin. The first day afterwards, the same way you can be mavdil alad, you can be mavdil b'yom. That's not because the day is shaykh back to the previous day, just because this is after the yom tov. So that applies to the night and to the day as well. But the idea of extending 3 days, that doesn't apply to Yom Tov. Okay. Some say only have Elokol Yom Rishon. The Shilei Hasora now. Av Yom Rishon Atamu the Yom Halach Achor Laila Shel Motzei Shabbos. So this is the sheet that holds. You don't have 3 days because you don't say this argument that the days are shaykh to Shabbos. The days are part of the week. So why do you get the whole first day? Because the same way you can be mouth the balayla, you can mouth the b'yayim. It's all really one day. There's no difference between the day and the night. That's why Rechager says it applies to Yom Tov as well. The sort of one day. Now this is you don't make up on the bracha on the ner. Some you don't say when it's extended later after Shabbos. On ner the birchas al ha'ur. We make the bracha on the fire. Mishum Motzei Shabbos, whose man b'yos? That's when it was created. Absamim nami mishum kel hashiv nefesh hakavus miyatiyas nesham yisera. Chozel lo shayech b'Motzei Shabbos ve'elik. So that's only relevant on the Motzei Shabbos. There is a sheet that says that Tom Ma'avdil is only Motzei. We pass in Tom, even though he ate, he gets some Havdol. It's only Motzei Shabbos. Not when you're saying it later, the following day or the following 3 days. But the Igros there, Rishon, that's not true. Because Rishon, Tomorrow Yesharim Koi, he's going back on both Shitas that A, if you have 3 days, not 1 day, and B, that even though you ate, you can still say Havdolah. Then he gave a case of a person who's fasting 3 days and three nights. So the first thing that the Ramah said he should do is he should hear Abdullah from somebody else. Shlosh yom shlosh leilus chaf ayin bechreinim shekosu dehu adini misalei shnei yomim shnei leilus. 2 days and two nights. Afilo yom echad v'leilu, or 1 night and 1 day. So he has a choice of saying hearing Avdola on the first day after Shabbos from somebody else, or waiting till Sunday night and saying it himself. What's better? He should hear from somebody else. After Yochel Lekai Mitzvah Avdola Ba'atzma Achar Tainas, he can do it himself after he finishes fasting. Kamakam Yerushatayim Yeshmur Mitzvah Shabbos Avdola Mecherim. Kruvi Avdola to the Shabbos Odef Tvei. It's better to say Avdola right after Shabbos than to push it off. She hear from somebody else. Those who eat your mitzvahs Avdola. So it comes out that this halacha of hearing right away is relevant from somebody else, whether if it's only one day of fasting. Why is your mother discussed 3 days of fasting? Well, hold the doctor shlashi yomim mishum seifa. The bein acherim yochel havdol mibayoyim. That which you say, if there's nobody else available, he should say Avdola when it's still Shabbos. That's only because it's 3 days. Without doctor shlashi yomim, the yavor. By the end of 3 days, you'll lose Havdalah totally. So we're going to allow you, therefore, to say Havdalah on Shabbos. But if it's only a 2-day fast or a 1-day fast, so you can say the Havdalah Sunday night or Monday night, so I have a choice to say it either pushing it off to Sunday night or Monday night, or saying it on Shabbos alone. I'd rather push it off than say it on Shabbos. So saying on Shabbos is really a strong bit of effort. Yishma Avdola Me'acherim, Chaf Aleph. Wouldn't Yochel Lohavdol Ba'atzma Me'itan Acherim Lishtois, Kileya B'simen Reishayim Be'ez Sif Tes. He'll say the Havdola, but somebody else will drink. Achamagam Ramashad Zanarga, he put a wrench into the works. Or literally put an axe into the works. He chopped us up with an axe. The Zayin and Mutter rocked off Kshacherim Ba'atzman Ein Yerim Lavorach. The Ocher Eitzazu Out of Tvei. It's better he should listen than if he should say and not drink. That's only you only use that option if other people can't say. If there's nobody else, he'll say Avdola Mibadoyim, and he'll drink, and then he'll be Mekabel Tainus. Chafes Mibadoyim. Hano Acher Plaga Mincha. So. This the diff of Havdalah on Shabbos. Again, it doesn't mean with an air. This means the Reper Gofen and the Kais. It's only after Plaga Mincha. Yispalo Gamken Marav Mikodem Kliyabas Emrei Sadi Gimel Sif Gimel. It's better to have Marav early also. The Kim and the Avdol Kibar Kibla Love is a Tainus. He's being Makabal Tainus, Mutzi Shabbos. He said Avdolah, it's Mutzi Shabbos. So the Tainus started. It's not true. Vasa Bishtiya. Mishum Nikar Tainus, Enam Lechem Eschaiba Ketisha Bob. It's not talking about a Chiv Dika Tainus. Alam Achmas Nidroi. Medorm Hoch Machel Lashem Neyonam. Lashem Neyonam. Gam Achar Shehibdol Kamikri Yoim. The point is, when it's Lila, it's not Lila yet. That's what he meant to be Makabal. The Tainus and a mask on the Mitchilas of Lila. The Asher Shagam Ben Shmoshes, Shu Safak Lila. It also should be also, but let me cut it. Within the Shemkabal of Tainus shall Lila be Yom, Beshay Mechal, Kam Kanin Echal Alav Chavis Tainus Mi Ba Yom, Avshik Vah His Pala Arbis. So if a person that was Marv early, when it's still daytime, after Plaga Mincha on the weekday, and he had planned to fast the night and the day, then had the Dava Marv, not Machai for him to stop eating. Because it's still Yom. And he meant to Mechabal only when it's dark. He'll make Avdola, he'll drink, and that'll be Makabal Tanaz Akhika. Let's finish up the Mishabur on this Sif. Enakimana Shikabal Tanaz Mamish. The Kvar Kibalov Hayam Bimincha. He doesn't do Makabal, he already did Makabal earlier. Kedar called Tanaz Shitzarak Kabal Bimincha Shilafonov. So what is this Kabbalah referring to? It's not talking about being Makabal, you already were Makabal. Be marish yeshalov neder mi kvar leisanos kol shosh yom and shachar Shabbos. Gam kenin tzarach to kabbalos tennis klal. Vesalom rishi kabbal chakach bedaita shiaskol tennis miyato vayin b'alocha. He means you'll now start keeping the tennis. Okay. So there's points over here in the b'alocha, but let's leave that for tomorrow night.